Jerry Wisdom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. And speaking of Jack's Outdoor, Gideon Lockhart from the Fort Collins store is on the line. Good morning, Gideon.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Isn't it beautiful? I'm in Fort Collins, too, and it's going to be a gorgeous day. It's hard to believe waterfall season is already just around the corner. I think the youth hunts started today, and some of the areas open up next week. Now, you got to be careful because we have different flyways and different areas open at different times in Colorado's, but it's a very popular time of the year. I think one of the things we're going to kind of get into gear and selections for somebody, whether they're new or seasoned, but I think one of the first things people are asking right now is about ammunition. How are you guys doing for shotgun ammunition for waterfowl?
Yeah, absolutely, Terry. Well, right now we are completely stocked up, so we got more than enough to pretty much accommodate just about anybody that comes through the door. So we got anything from, you know, 2, 3-shot, 4-shot, different steels. We got stacked loads, so we're pretty good to go.
Tell people what a stacked load is.
Yeah, so a stacked load is where you're going to get 2 different shot sizes. So you might have like a shot 2 on the bottom with a size 4 on top, or vice versa, a 2 and a 3. So kind of just helps with that little spread pattern.
Well, I'll tell you what, knowing that you guys have got ammunition, a lot of people are going to breathe easier because a lot of people have been holding their breath that they won't be able to get it. So that's awesome. And you're well stocked. Is that at all your stores? Are you pretty well stocked?
Yes, sir, it is.
That's perfect. Now, let's talk about whether you're a seasoned hunter, but let's kind of go from the perspective of a newer hunter. A lot of people have gotten into hunting during COVID and things like that. So I walk in the door. I guess probably the first thing I'm going to ask you about is a new shotgun, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what kind of selection do you have, and what kind of recommendations do you make?
Well, you know, Terry, we got anything from, you know, the pump actions all the way up to the semi-autos. But for someone that's new, that's just getting into it, you know, the very novice hunter, we got anything that's ranging, you know, from 375 up to, you know, 399 to get into. Got really good brands. So got the, you know, tried and true Remington 870, the Benella Nova CZ612. You know, so there's several different ones that we can definitely put them in. Someone that's kind of new, I would probably recommend a pump action instead of, you know, a semi-auto just to get started.
You know, I agree with you 100%. And that Remington 870 has kind of been the traditional gun for so many years, but there's a lot of great guns out there. And you can, you know, one of the things when somebody comes in to get a gun, you want to look at fit and things like that. But the pump action, I agree with you, the fact that it's probably the most reliable and it probably the best gun to operate. Activating that pump actually makes you re-aim again. And I think for inexperienced hunters, it brings you back on target and it's just going to function and go well. Do you have enough different shotguns, though, for somebody comes in and, you know, a youth person or maybe a female or a large male or smaller person, can you fit them all pretty well, or are most of today's guns adjustable?
They are, Terry. We pretty much got, like you said, you know, we have anything that can accommodate, you know, the youth, a woman that's just wanting to get into it, or, you know, full-size adult, so pretty much whatever they're looking for or wanting to do, we can get them sized up and fit correctly.
Well, you know, knowing that you've got shotguns and ammunition is half the battle in today's world, because a lot of places don't have that. It's getting tough. Along with the shotgun, a lot of people get confused about chokes. Now, if you're going to, when you sell a shotgun, do they almost all come now with interchangeable chokes, or are they chokes built in? For people out there that don't know, kind of take them through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, most of them do. So most of them will come, you know, with your standard. So you'll have either an approved cylinder, modified and full. Most of the modern day shotguns, whether it be pump or semi-auto, they will come with chokes with them. There's a few that might not, you know, that you have to get like an aftermarket or an extended one with it. But most of them do have those in there, Terry.
Now, do you recommend different chokes for different times of the season? Because I know the flight pattern of the birds can be quite different.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, especially for early season, you know, those birds are coming in really tight and, you know, coming down looking for those big bodies of water. So we'd recommend going with probably like an improved cylinder or an improved modified. Stick with kind of, you know, keeping it a little bit wide like that. Nowadays with, you know, most of these modern-day shotguns now, the full chokes are kind of almost a thing of the past. So a lot of people are kind of staying away from those now.
Do you go to maybe a more full choke, though, as you get later in the season? The birds
later
might be a little
season.
More shy.
Yep, later in the season I would, yeah. I mean, it's still definitely obviously a possibility to, you know, put those fulls in there a little bit later on in the season as it goes by. And they're kind of humped down on the big bodies of water.
Yeah, let's kind of go through what else I might need. Do I need a lot of decoys when I'm starting out, or do you have a lot? Are you well-stocked on decoys?
Yes, we are stocked quite a bit on decoys, Terry. We have the AVNXs, we have GHGs. And as far as, you know, getting started with the decoys, I would say not so much. I mean, at the same token, you know, you can kind of do the opposite effect if you're having too much or you're not familiar with how to set the spreads and how to stage them correctly. So even just having one or two, you know, floaters out there, some, that'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah, and I think getting more than a dozen decoys when you're starting out, you're just going to be too much is sometimes worse than not enough. And even if you got a little bit at bigger area, you know, half a dozen to a dozen maybe. Another thing, I know you and I were talking earlier in the week, and a lot of the best hunting early is our river systems. In fact, Parks and Wildlife has reservation blinds and areas up and down the Platte River that you can reserve areas to go hunt. And in those river areas, sometimes you need very little decoy, right?
Correct, yep.
Now, what about your own blind? Now, you can get by without that. You can reserve blinds, but some people are going to want to maybe go to private land or there's a public area that they want to be hidden. How important is it to own a blind? Can you get by? But if you think you really want one, what kind of money do you have to spend?
You know, you can get into a, you know, an A-frame pop-up blind or, you know, a layout blind. You know, starting around $299 and up. I mean, it just kind of depends where you want to go. But we also have, there's grass nets and things like that that you can kind of put up just to kind of brush yourself in a little bit, kind of break up your silhouette, so to say.
You know, the last thing I really want to talk to you about, and that's calling. You know, we're a week away from the season opening. How important is calling, and can you learn a few basic calls quickly that will help you? And what do you have to spend to get a call?
Yeah, so you can get calls anywhere from, you know, $20-$30, you know, all the way up to your more advanced calls, you know, where you're spending a few $100 for the calls. There's a lot of tutorials out there on YouTube and stuff right now that can get you going with some of the basic calls. You know, something that's just going to get that sound out there and get their attention when they're flying by. You know, you have your few decoys down sitting in the river bottom and you kind of just want to let them know that there's something down here. There's definitely a lot of tutorials and it's not that hard to get going on it for sure.
One of the friends I have says that the best thing you can do is get a call and go out to some of the parks where there's ducks and geese that aren't threatened and talk to them with your call and you'll learn pretty quickly, he says.
Absolutely.
So if I'm coming in, I want to get started. I mean, it depends on whether, of course, if I need waders, if I'm going to have a dog, I'm going to have a boat out there. But if I'm just going to do some jump shooting and just get a log, sounds like I get a shotgun. You got plenty of ammunition. If I'm jump shooting, I wouldn't even need some decoys, but maybe a call. And you can be pretty much ready to go without spending a whole ton of money, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can get out the door in the field. You know, the biggest cost is going to be your shotgun. You know, the ammunition prices we're seeing are getting better overall. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking, you know, $500-$600. You're out the door and you're out there hunting. So
that sounds great. And that shotgun is a lifetime investment. If you take care of that, like that 870 Remington, it's going to be around forever. You can hunt with that the rest of your life, so it's a great investment. So all the stores pretty well stocked, and you're in the Fort Collins store. Are you there today if somebody wants to stop by and talk to you?
Yes, we are. Yep, we have several staff members here today that will be willing to assist anybody that comes through the door. Like we mentioned, you know, anything from the novice hunter all the way up to the most advanced or expert hunter. So we got people here that can answer any questions and get them all set up with whatever they need, Terry.
All right, Gideon, thanks for joining us, and thanks to Jax for being such a great partner to this show. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Yes, sir, Terry. Thank you for speaking with me. Appreciate you.
You bet. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jax Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.